Cosmos continuation, this man there, whatever his name was, anthropologist, who's talking about this, that we came, you know, the so-called aliens or us coming back from the future. I don't buy it because it's a grandfather paradox, as they call it. It gets paradox, and when paradoxes immediately appear, we don't have an Occam's razor or anything, we have the opposite. So, to put it in this cosmology, is much more Occam's razor. And natural, close at hand theory. And, you know, they are looking at skulls from different ages and then making their nice nifty computer simulation models that then would say that they are in the future if it continues this kind of evolution or development, then we will also look like the little greys. But, you know, I'm very suspicious about these computer models, because when someone sits down, you know, scientific mind there with his ideas or her, and writes a computer program to simulate something the future development of something based on information from the past, it is simply a guesswork. Because however good that scientist may consider him or herself, well, it is ultimately that which determines whether that's reliable knowledge or not, right? This is a very reliable scientist who's very good at programming. So therefore that model is absolutely right. And then it shows in many cases that it wasn't right at all. Often afflicted by, you know, the ordinary confirmation biases and cognitive dissonance things, you know, all these words we have, which those in science offices are not above, unless they have shown it, that they are some kind of Uber scientists. So I think there's also a hubris there, a kind of pride that we have to take into account and be careful with before we just bow to those new high priests, accepting everything they say as truth and nothing but the truth, and condemning anyone who is faithless enough to even doubt them. But anyway, I don't agree with that theory. I think it is false. It doesn't hold up. It's plagued by paradox. Just as much as the idea of this, of us being just simulated AI characters in a simulate a reality or some cosmic VR game when it makes much more sense that we're simply the gamers.
Yep. I mean, these, note to self here, but these two are actually, one could develop more because they're quite powerful. You could say hammers against materialism.